Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous two shiurim on the topic of Skablik Gitech v'Skablik Subasech. We saw in the first shiur, the Gemara and Meseches Gittin, that Rav asked Rav Nachman, if somebody writes a get on a gold plate and then he gives it to the woman, and he says this should be both your get and it should also be your ksuba, it should be payment for your ksuba. What's the din? And he says it works for both. The Rashba explained that it can't be like Rashi and Tosa says that he's giving her the get b'taras piron chov and not b'matana gemur l'shem gerishin, because then it would be osios parochos bavir. The letters are flying in the air, and the platform, the gold plate is being used as payment, is for something else. It's also the letters of the get are flying in the air, and therefore he said the pshat is that she tells him this, he tells her this, she's a makabel, and it's like he says, "Iskabel gitech umachli ksuba." No, it's not piron for the ksuba. It's not piron for the ksuba at all. Rather, he's asking her to be moichel on the ksuba. So we were marich in the previous shiurim to show that there's the etzem hapiron, and then there are the tanayin dine hapiron. And not only can the baal choiv be mochel on the etzem hapiron, it can also be mochel on the tanayim and dinim of the piron. As we saw, even without a kinyan, and even if it's alamashkin, and even with a shtar, kamoshe harachnu b'siyata d'shmaya b'shiurim hakodmim. ועכשיו נבוא אל הביאור בדברי הרשב"א, במה שהקשה הרשב"א, שאי אפשר לפרש שתקבלי גיתך ותקבלי כתובתך, שנותן הגט לפירעון הכתובה, ומשום שכיוון שנותן לגופו של תס, לכתובתה, since he's giving her the תס itself, אל תסובו, so then it's oisius kaporchos באוויר, then it's considered that the letters are flying in the air. ונראה כך, אומר הרב חיים, שאף אמנם שאין צריך שיזכו האישה והעבד בתורת גט דווקא, that the איש and the עבד don't have to be זכה בתורת גט, they don't have to take this document as a get, and even if they're זכה לצריך דבר אחר, it's also good, like we proved in the first shiur beautifully from various gemaras, that you can give the get for other things, and it also works for divorce. Nevertheless, we require al kolpanim sheyehei b'koach ha'isha v'ha'eved lizkot b'niyar avur ha'get. They should at least have the koach, the eved and the isha, should at least have the koach to be zoicha in this niyar for the get. For the get. They should be zoicha. Baniyar, they should be zoiche in the niyar for the get, that they should have the possibility that this niyar could be a get. In other words, that there shouldn't be any ikuf mitzad habal v'ha'odon l'schiyas ha'isha v'ha'eved. When the habal and the odon give this get, there can't be any possibility of an ikuf mitzad the baal and the odon for them to be zoiche in this get b'tayras get v'shtar shichur. And only in such an instance do we call it a proper v'nosan. So even though the woman and the eved are zeiche b'niyar l'tzorech davar acher, avalim hu me'akev shelo tiskebo b'torat get klal, if the husband or the adon is ma'akev, that the woman or the eved should not be zeiche b'toras get, in other words, if mitzad ezetam shehu, this person will not be zeiche l'tzorech hadavar ha'acher, then the Baal of the Adon doesn't want them also to be Zecha B'Tayraz Get, then the Oisias are considered parchos ba'avir. Ve'en kan netinat get b'chlal. Ein kan nesinas haget. And it's like saying, v'haniyar sheli. That if the Baal is ma'akev, and he doesn't want them to be zocher b'taras get, then it's osios parchos ba'avir. But as long as the Baal wants them to be zocher b'taras get, they can also be zocher b'taras get and davar acher. And then it's beseder. And therefore, b'chol nechasai knuyim l'cha. So when, like we saw in the Gemara, that the Adon says, all my nechasim are kanu to you, even though the Eved is zocher in the shtar b'taras shtar kinyan leknas hanechasim, it's called the shtar kinyan to be kanu the nechasim. Nevertheless, the Adon is not ma'akev ba'ado l'skot baget b'torat get. Midin z'chuto l'skot b'shtar shechur. She'atorah zichta lo. She'yeh b'yado l'raya. Kamo she'ketuv sham b'gemara. That he has no problem. He wants it to be zoche as liknas hanechasim. But he also doesn't stop him from being zoche b'toras get. That it should be used as a raya that he was mishtachur, that he was freed. Ela. Dehaeved sheyesh birtzono lizkot banechasim mitkaven lizkot b'shtar shechur b'torat shtar kinyan leknot hanechasim ulefichach mahani ha'shechur v'natan karinan be. So the Adon has no problem with him being zoche b'get b'taras get, just the Eved wants to be zoche in the nechasim. So what he wants to do is, his kavana is that he's zeche min the shtar shichur b'toras shtar kinyan liknas hanechasim, and therefore the shichur is effective, and it's called v'nosan. And also when he writes to his shivcha tzivis katshibo, it's used both as a shichur and as a kedushin. So also here the Adon isn't ma'akev, that it shouldn't be have a Torah's get or a Torah's shichur or a Torah's kedushin, and the Eved has the right to choose. The Eved has the right to be zoche however he wants, so he can be zoche b'Torah's kinyan and then also b'Torah's shichur. That's the right of the Eved. And the Rashba doesn't dispute that. The Rashba doesn't debate that. That if it's given for both, then as long as the other is not ma'akev, that it can't be used out get, then it can be given for both. And this is called v'nasan. He's properly giving him the get. However, here the Rashba holds, when the man says to the woman, Hitkabli giteich vitkabli ktubateich. Bevadai habal hua meakev ba'adai sham lizkot. Betas shelo betorat piron ktuba ele midin gerushin u midin zchuta lizkot baget. But here, the Rashba holds that when he says hiskabli giteich viskabli ksubaseich, the Baal is ma'akev from the woman from being zocha in this tas shelo b'toras piron ksuba. But from din gerushin and from the din of her schus to be zocha in the get, lu yitzuyah, that the chov isn't nifra, he's really saying Vaniyar Sheli. He doesn't just want the woman to be zocha midin gerushin. He wants the woman to be zocha midin b'taras piro and ksuba. Because if we say that he's not ma'akev, if we say that the husband is not ma'akev in her being zocha midin gerushin or midin zchus eliskos baget, and in fact the woman has the right to be zocha in the tas also b'toras gerushin, So if that's the case, then it's not a piron chov. And that's what we were marich in the previous shir. Shekol shiachol atoveh lizkot b'mamon belav hachi, if the toveh has the right to get the money, otherwise it's not considered a piron. So now it all comes together what we saw in the previous shir. We saw that if you can get it in another way, if you can get it al tzmatana, if you can get it otherwise, then it's not considered piron chov. That was the yisod that we saw. Beautiful. So here also, if we say that he's not ma'akev from the woman taking it alt gerishin, and the woman can be zoche in this tas shel zov b'toyres gerishin, then it's not considered a piron chov. Because if the toveya can be zoche in the mammon anyway, it's not considered a piron. Because like we explained in the previous shir, eino bedin sheyafsid ha-malva z'chuso, the malva doesn't have to lose his z'chus. The malva has a z'chus to get it as a matana we saw in the previous year, so he doesn't have to take it as a piron chov if the loivu was mafkir. So here also, if the woman has the right to take it as a get, then she doesn't have to take it out piron ksuba. Va'af shemidat ha'ishau v'hi maskima lekabel hatas לפיראון כתובתה, בכל זאת אין זה פיראון, ואין הבעל נפטר מחובו, כיוון שהיא זוכה בלאו הכי בגט מדין הגירושין. So, even though the woman is masking to take the tassis piraon ksuba, nevertheless it's not a proper piraon. And the husband doesn't become pater from his chov, since she is zocha anyway in the get midin gerishin. So dafka b'milve, as Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein adds, dafka b'milve, it's effective when he wants to receive it as a piron and not from hefker. He can say, I'm taking it as my chov and not b'taras hefker. But here, she doesn't really have that choice, because she is zocha in the get midin gerishin. So here, it's sort of, it's a get. So if it's a get, it's gerishin. When it can be taken as, it's an object, it's an objective object, and then you get to decide, you get to subjectivize it. You get to say, is it going to be piron, chov, or am I going to take it b'teres hefker? There you have a choice. Here, there's no choice. Here, she's taking it out as get. And once she's taking it out get, then it can't be used for piron ksuba, because it's for something else. Again, it's already a get. She's zoche bal korcha midin gerushin. Once she takes it out as a get, it's a get. And it's not because of the chov, because it says on it get. So it's a, first and foremost, it's a get. She can't subjectivize it and say that it's piron chov, because it's already a get. If it's something that doesn't have a name on it, then you get to choose what it is. Is it going to be hefker? Is it going to be piron chov, like we saw in the previous year? But here, that it's a get, there's really no choice. It has get written all over it, so she has to take it as a get, and therefore it's not going to be piron chov. Ubal korchenu, that what? That the husband's ma'akev, that she cannot be zoche in the tas ela b'toyras piron ksubas el bilvad. And he's saying that no, it's only going to be piron aksuba. And now on this, frek the Rashba, it's osios parchos ba'avir, ukemavuah, shebe mikre she'abal me'akev shelo tuchal leishel liskot baniyar b'torat get. If the husband's ma'akev, and he says you can't be zochan the near b'toras get, there's no nesin as get, and that's essentially what the Baal's doing here. He's saying, I don't want it to be get, I want it to be piron aksuba. So now it's osios parchos ba'avir. Osios parchos ba'avir. The husband's ma'akev, and it's osios parchos ba'avir. That's the kash of the Rashba. Umeachshav yesh leva'er b'terutz haRashba. Shav shehivanu amok amok et hakushya shel haRashba. Shav anachnu nigashim lavin gam et haterutz shel haRashba. שכיוון שאמר לכך והיא מקבלת אומר הרשב"א. He says this to her and she's מקבל. So it's like saying, accept your get and be moichel the ksuba. So it's not pshat that there's no piron ksuba at all. Rather, she's moichel on the ksuba. Vinit kabla ktubata. Hainu. So it's not the pshat that there's no piron ksuba at all, and she's moichel on the ksuba. And that niskabla ksubasa means that nimchala ksubasa. So it's not the mashmos. It doesn't mean that there's no piron at all, and she's niskabla ksubasa means she's moichel. No. What it means is that there is a piron, and that's pashtus haloshon. Pashtus haloshon is niskabla ksubasa. Niskabla, she received her ksuba. It doesn't say she was moichel. It says that she received her ksuba. Vehabi'uhu. Shaleolam eino me'akev biyada shelo tuchal lizkot ba midin haget. He's not me'akev that she shouldn't be zoche midin get, and she can be zoche litzorech haget v'agerishin. She could say it's get, and I don't want to take it from my ksuba. Aval he me'atzma noachla lizkot ba b'torat piraon ktuba. But she herself, she wants to be zeicha b'taras piraon ksuba. Ah, what about the kasha? If that's the case, how did she receive her ksuba? There's no piron here, because she could be zoche in the niyar even without the chov. And remember our rule? If you could be zoche in the niyar even without the chov, so then it doesn't pay off the chov. So how can you say that the ksuba was paid off? Al ze omer ha-rashba, that it's like hiskab li gitech umoch li ksubasech. It's like receive your get and be moichel your ksuba. And it doesn't mean that she's moichel and mocheles on the guf choy v'ksuba. Rather, and this is critical, al zchuyot v'tnaei ha-piraon. Shiye nechshav gam piraon ze sheporea b'mamon sheyechola lizkot bo. Benko kipiraon. She has a right. Remember we spoke about in the previous shir that a person's allowed to be mochel on their rights. So she's not mochel on the gufcho v'ksuba. She's mochel on her rights. What are her rights? Her rights are that since she can get it not as piron ksuba, it should still count as piron ksuba. It should still count as piron ksuba. She has the rights not to get it as piron ksuba. She has the rights to get it as a get. And she's mochel, and she says, no, I want it as piron ksuba. She could do that. And that's enough. And this is also midin mechila, as we explain. And memela, we can say, niskabla ksubasa bekabalas hatas. Her ksuba was miskabalas bekabalas hatas, because she says that it's not that it wasn't paid. It was paid. Don't tell me that she was mochel. That the normally mechila means you don't have to pay, but here that's not what it means, because it says niskabla ksubasech. It was miskabel, it was paid. B'kabalat hatas netkabla ktuba. So it comes out like this, like we said before, that you can accept a. You can accept a shtar for two different things. It doesn't only have to be for a get, like we saw by Atzmacha v'nechasai, are acquired to the Eved, or Tzivis Katshibo, so it can be used for two things. And here also, it can be counted as both. The only thing is, she has to be mochel on her schus. What's her schus? her schus is that she can take it as only a get, and not as a ksuba. And she's mochel on that schus to take it only as a get, not as a ksuba. She says, I'm also going to take it as a ksuba. And that's no longer considered osios porchos ba'avir. When would it be osios porchos ba'avir if the husband is ma'akef? And he says, no, it's only going to be a ksuba now that the letters are flying in the air. But since the husband isn't ma'akev, the get being the husband, it's not coming from the husband. It's not coming from the husband's ikuf, but rather it's coming from the wife's goodwill, or the ex-wife's goodwill, that now soon to be ex-wife in a moment when he gives it to her, that she wants to accept it. B'tayra's get as well, and she doesn't want it to be osios porchos ba'avir, because she is mochel on her rights to take it as a get alone. She could have taken it as a get alone, and then it wouldn't be a ksuba, but she is mochel on that right to take it as a get alone, and she says that it should also be counted as a ksuba, so then it really counts as both. So that's the mochel iksubasech, be mochel on your schuyos and tenaya piron, that you, since you can get the money anyway, you don't have to take it as a ksuba. But if she so chooses, as we saw in the previous shiur in a different context, if she so chooses to take it as a piron chov, this get, then she can. So she says, I want it as both. And as we saw, you can do mechila. Normally we said if there's a shtar, there's no mechila. We saw that you can't do mechila with a shtar, as we saw Rabbeinu Yeshaya, without a kinyan. And here there is a shtar. Here there might be, she's holding the shtar ksuba. She's holding the shtar ksuba that he owes her the money. So how can there be mechila here without a kinyan? The answer is that she's not being mochel on the etzem chov. She's only being mochel on her schus to take this tashel zav as a get, and not as a ksuba. And to take it as in lieu of payment for the ksuba, and not just as a get. She has the right to just take it as a get, but she chooses also to take it for the ksuba, and she has that right, even though it's bishtar, but she has that right because you can be mochel on the schuyos, on the rights you have and how to collect this loan, even without a kinyan, even with a shtar. And where Rabbeinu Yishai was talking about was the etzem chov b'shtar, you need a kinyan. But here, you don't, because it's just on the rights. She has rights to take this just as a get, and she's choosing it to take it also as a ksuba. So, now we understand b'siyata d'shmai omek divrei ha-rashba. Now we can also explain the suffix of Rava. Rava's suffix, when he asked in the Gemara, and he said it's kabligitech v'ksabliksubaseif ma'u. So he was asking, so Vadi, he knew the svara that it's like saying machlik subaseich, but his suffix is kevin shesof sof harei nimtza shelo natan aget l'shem gerushin rak l'piron ha'ktuba. So at the end of the day, why is he giving this get? He's giving this get for piron ha'ksuba. He wants to pay off the ksuba. He's just not ma'akev ba'ada. He's not stopping her from taking it just as a get. She can also just take it as a get. She has that right. But at the end of the day, he's giving it to her as piron ksuba. She just also has the right to take it as a get. And if she has the right to take it as a get, then who says that it's really a proper v'nasan? Maybe a proper v'nasan is that he wants to give it dafka as a get? And then that Rav Nachman answered that it is a proper nesina. It is considered a proper nesina's haget. And therefore, it can count as both. So Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we've been zoche to learn Omek Divrei HaGemara with Omek Divrei HaRashba, and obviously there's so much more to say on this sugya, and I really hope that shenachzor v'nishna perek zeh. Venir in the flows, Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.